Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thing that you wish you knew in your 20s. It could be something serious, like the one I have is kind of serious or big. Or it could be something small, too, like don't drink a full bottle of Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
That is good advice. Solid.
Don't do that in your 40s.
Don't do it in your 40s.
Or your 50s.
You wish you knew it in your 20s. Yeah. You stop doing it.
Yep.
314-531-9898. It could be something simple and funny, or it could be big. I was talking to a friend of mine that, hey, I'm buying my first house this weekend, and we're going to be moving. And they're like, don't you wish you would have bought a home sooner? And I was like, you know what? I do. Like, it's so intimidating and so scary.
Yeah.
But when we did, like, what was your favorite moment of your year? Alex had pointed out in, like, 2017, in your 20s, you bought your first house.
Yep.
And I was like, damn, I'm so jealous that, like, you knew that. I'm like, I wish I knew that in my 20s. Like, damn, why didn't anyone tell me?
I've been paying myself for years.
Yeah. Like, that's something I wish I knew.
Yeah, in building my 20s. Equity. You know, it's so funny. I bought a house because, well, I had to, because I was living in this apartment. And I had two dogs, and then all of a sudden, I had four dogs, and the apartment's like, you cannot have four dogs in here, crazy lady. And I was like, well, where can I have four dogs? My own house! So that's the only reason I bought a house, so I could have a lot of dogs.
It's like one of those things.
And look at me now!
It's a fair reason.
I am seven.
It's like one of those things you wait and wait and wait on.
Yeah.
Is there something that you think to yourself, like, man, I wish I would have knew that in my 20s?
Yeah, there is something that I wish I would know, and it's just a little piece of advice that everything is going to work out. Don't stress so hard. Whatever you're going through, whether it is your career, maybe it's your relationship, whatever's happening in your life, no matter how old you are, everything is going to work out. It's going to work out for the best. Just keep staying positive and make sure you have a good attitude and keep working hard, and all that hard work will pay off. Things are going to work out for you. That's what I wish I would know, because I would have saved so much stress in my life.
And enjoyed so many more memories. Because
exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great example. Like, right before I was going to get married, the month before I was going to get married, we were in a contract dispute on a radio show in Atlanta, and they fired me. And I was 30 days before my wedding, and I remember being stressed up until the moments we left for our wedding. And I really enjoyed that wedding experience. But like the last 30 days before my wedding, I felt like I was so worried. And instead, I should have been like, who cares? It's going to work out.
Right, but exactly. Yeah. I mean, especially in radio. That's the joke, that you're not really anointed in the radio business till you get fired somewhere, because that's how it works here, unfortunately. So you are welcome to the business now.
Yeah, right? And I was so panicked. But like, yeah, in your 20s, live it up, soak it up, because there'll be other times for you to worry, and it's not now.
Right, exactly. My gosh.
I think it's one of those things where it's like you want to make sure you appreciate your parents. Because
that's a good one. Sadly, that's a great one.
You're going to be out of the house.
Huh.
They're doing your laundry.
Yep.
You know, just make sure you take the time to appreciate your parents, because unfortunately, like mine, when they pass away, they're gone. They're gone forever.
Yeah.
So damn, that was a good one, Kevin.
Just take a moment and realize that mom and dad are there for you, and say thank you every once in a while. It makes a big difference.
And if you are Kevin's kids, he is talking to
you. That's right. Come on. Jackson, I made you dinner last night. Come on.
Learn to appreciate it in your teens,
thank
too.
Thank you.
What's
right.
something you wish you knew in your 20s, Alex? You're living it up in your 30s.
I know. For me, I think... I guess it would be like, you know, learning earlier that there are multiple outlets of income.
Damn, great piece of advice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like explore your, you know, now I'm 30, you know, in my 30s, and I've explored like other ways to use my abilities to make money or make a living on the side of what I'm doing full time.
And it's also you're doing things you enjoy, which is important. Like find things that you love,
so
find out how to make money
from it. Find out how to monetize, like it took me a little bit, but figure out how to monetize what your hobby, you know.
Your abilities, hobbies.
Your passions.
Yeah, your passions.
That's why I have like four jobs, and so do you. So you go, Alex.
Exactly. There you go. That's what I wish I knew.
And I also think that like it's hard But it's okay, and it's okay to be scared to start a business. Like, you know, you have a business.
I do. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in their...
Eight dogs video, even though I have seven dogs.
I think a lot of people in their 20s think, well, I can't be a business owner. But you can.
Yeah.
All of those are great pieces of advice. What is something you wish you knew in your 20s that you learned later in life? Like, man, if I would have known that like 5-7 years ago, that would have been nice. If I would have known that 20 years ago, that would have been nice. What is it? 314-531-9898. All of those were like huge pieces of advice. It can be small, too, like... Five pieces of pizza is good. Six? Not so good. I wake up to the sounds of the 6 minutes away from Blues tickets. You're commercial free on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And I was talking with a friend of mine. We were talking about what is something you wish you knew in your 20s. When I was buying my first house, I was like, man, I've been so scared to buy a house. And I'm buying my first home. And he's like, don't you think you should have bought it sooner? Like, yeah, I think I should have been invested in myself a long time ago.
Right, exactly. It's so nice to invest in yourself and, like, you're building equity now.
Right. And that's, like, even when we went around the room, a lot of that was invest in yourself, believe in yourself earlier. 314-531-9898. What is something that you wish you knew in your 20s? There's some good text messages.
There are. So someone said, don't settle in love.
That's a great
one. Good.
Brian has an interesting story about settling for love that he's on hold waiting for that call.
Oh, that's good. And money management, Dave Ramsey said, no debt. It's okay to say no in your life for your job. Being a people pleaser can be really draining mentally and physically.
Setting boundaries is so hard.
Yes.
I'm still working on that. Something I wish I was better at in my 20s as well.
The power of no.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a tough one. It's tough.
It is.
Do you want to hear some more of these?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Emily said, I wish I would have put money into the matched retirement account through my employer. I don't really understand this in my 20s. I lost out on all that time and free money.
Right. Dang. Good. Yep. Good one.
It's a good one.
Let's go to Brian, who said he settled for love. Brian, you settled. You said you felt like or didn't settle for love.
Yeah, I gave up a great lady because she was black and I was white, and my family was not happy about the situation.
Wow.
So we didn't get married, and there's not hardly a day went by that I haven't regretted that due to the fact that, she was very smart, very well-to-do lady, but to make my family happy, I chose not to follow on that relationship.
I think a lot of people struggle trying to make their family happy, and
right.
then you realize that, like, this place is... Unfortunately, Brian, I'm sorry, but your family's coming from a place of hate.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's terrible.
Instead of opening their hearts.
It is, and I ended up marrying a black woman anyway, and, I mean, they overcame it and love my kids just as much, but, that's something young, you think you're trying to make things right, and you end up suffering yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Brian. That was really insightful. Let's go to Aaron from Creve Coeur. What is something that you wish you knew in your 20s?
Hey, good morning. I wish that I'd known in my 20s that my mother was always right about everything.
What? Really?
Mama's always right. She knew the entire time.
That is too funny.
Can you think of something where your mom was right and you go, Mom, you're crazy, no way, and then all of a sudden you're like, damn, Mom was right. Mom knew it the entire time?
Yeah, and it was one of the few times I actually listened. She told me, always, always say I love you to the people that you love. Always. No matter, it doesn't matter if you have to say it through gritted teeth, say it. And the last thing I said to my dad 5 years ago, the night before he died, was that I loved him. And I meant it.
Wow. Oh, that's powerful.
Yes.
Amazing. Damn.
I just got chills. Yep. Thank you for sharing that story, Aaron.
Always say I love
Absolutely.
You. We love you.
We love you.
Thanks. We love you too.
There you go. If you love Blues tickets, we got those for you right after Jax. And we're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. God, I wish somebody would have
told me when I... T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.